This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Inshallah, we'll have a short, hopefully until we pray shuruq. But you feel free, you know, if you want to leave, no offense, yani, inshallah. Just feel free if you want to go, that's fine, inshallah. But we want to get the barakah of the majlis and inshallah, pray shuruq and go home bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But please, at any time, if you'd like to leave, you can go ahead and leave, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. قرأنا سورة القلم. We recited في صلاة الفجر سورة القلم. وهي معروفة بنون والقلم. يعني the most famous name for it is نون والقلم. It's also known by القلم. When Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu led the salah at one time, and he prolonged salatul isha to the extent that a Bedouin got upset, and he went to and complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you know, he Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam directed him in sah hadha al-athar fi al-qalam, yani fi surah al-qalam, that read shorter surahs for Salatul Isha so people can go. But remember, brothers, that Mu'adh recited Al-Baqarah. So yani, so you don't make your judgment on the basis of anyone who prolongs. Mu'adh recited all of Al-Baqarah in Salatul Isha. Al-Shahid, Suratul Qalam or Noon wal Qalam, the majority of the scholars of tafsir state that it was the third surah revealed in the Quran. ثَالِثُ مَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. The first one is Iqra, the first five verses of Al-Alaq, Iqra. The second is Al-Muddathir, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّر. Then the third is Noon wal Qalami wama yasturun. Subhanallah, the surah in its totality talks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the accusations that he received for delivering his da'wah. You know, anyone who carry on the path or adopt the way of the prophets and the messengers will always be inflected with such. Yeah, and you have to base yourself on this. You know, when you're on the truth, people are not going to like you much. Especially when you're vocal about it, when you face it, when you say that's wrong and that's... people don't like that. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam received a lot of this. Imagine the surah started with the accusation that he's crazy. And this is actually one of the first accusation Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam received from the Quraishi. اللي هو إيه؟ التهمة بالجنون. They accused him of being crazy. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath. Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun. By noon and the pen with which they inscribe or write, you are not crazy. And look, the surah ended with what? With the same thing, like as if they are not going to stop. وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. They are going to still keep saying that you are crazy. The chapter of Al-Qalam is defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and defending his character. The scholars spoke too much about these letters which come at the beginning of بعض صور القرآن, whether it is Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Mim Ra, Alif Lam Mim Sad, Ta Sin, Ta Sin Mim, Ta Sin Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Sad, Dhikr Rahmati Ra. The best explanation for these letters, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know their meanings. لأن القرآن يا إخوة, the Quran based on the verse in Surah Al Imran is of two types. Ayatul Quran al-Mushaf, the verses which we read in the Quran are of two types. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب. Crystal clear ones, crystal clear verses. And the second type, ambiguous, متشابه, unclear, unclear. Now, you are required to act upon the clear ones and believe in the ambiguous, unclear ones. That's your job. But for you to comprehend every single verse of the Quran and its meanings, you can't. Because some of the Quran was revealed to test your iman, that you believe that this speech is from Allah, and Allah is all wise. Do you trust what you're reciting, even if you don't understand it? But you can strive to understand the meanings of these verses through two means. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. That you believe until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach you it, or فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. There are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them the knowledge and the understanding of these verses. Go and ask them. But don't reject verses from the Quran because you don't understand them, or because your intellect, your rational, is unable to encompass what is meant in these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فنون ألف لام ميم ألف لام را, they belong to that type. Nobody really know what they mean, but they tell you the Quran came challenging the eloquence of the Arabs. The Arabs were so eloquent. يا إخوة, the Arabs used to read the language without dots. Imagine this. They used to read the Arabic language without dots. They do not need dots. Like behind, underneath the, beneath the ya, they do not need ya. They can say it ba, they can say it ya, they can say it noon, they can say it tha, you know. And this gives what? Flexibility. They are very eloquent. Now they tell you a sign of eloquence, that you begin the speech with an alarming statement which get the attention of the listeners. When you begin a speech, when you want to deliver a speech, you should quote the best that will get what? The attention. Even if it doesn't make any sense, even if they don't understand it, billahi alik, you're walking. And I tell you, qaf. What is this? I got your attention or no? Even though you don't understand what I'm saying, but I got your attention. Really, what I want you to hear is what will come after it. Alif Lam Mim. They don't understand it. But really, what I want them to hear is what? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا. This is the message I want to convey. But I want it what first? Your attention. So you want the people to basically be tickled but with what you're saying. Another meaning that the Mufassirun simply given, that the Quran came challenging the Arabs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if is telling them, listen, the Quran is made of the same alphabets which you use for your language. Noon is a letter that you guys use in your own Arabic language. Meaning the Quran basically is built of the same letters which you use for your own language. Noon, hada qasam. This is an oath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhwa, yuqsim, He takes an oath, He can take an oath on anything that He wants because He created. But what about me and you? Can we do that? Can we do that? La. Whoever takes an oath, his oath should be on whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? لأن القسم فيه تعظيم. When you take an oath on something, you're really exalting that thing. That's why some people, when they by my mother, يقول لك بأمي هو يعظم من. He is glorifying and magnifying and exalting whom? His mother. So, but we're not allowed to exalt, magnify, glorify, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why when you use another tool, take oath on, فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ مَنْ حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ. Whoever takes oath on anything but Allah, he has committed shirk. طبعا يا إخوة الشرك هنا يعني what is meant الشرك الأصغر, a minor shirk, not a major shirk, اللي هو المخرج من الملة, which takes a Muslim out of Islam يعني. So you don't go to people and when they take it. المقصود هنا إيه, if it comes randomly, if he didn't mean really to glorify and magnify the object or the individual on whom or on which they are taking the oath on. So, al-qasam ta'zeem. That is why, if we, the created beings, are to take an oath, we should take an oath on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, tallahi, billahi, whatever form. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take an oath on al-shams, wal-duha, wal-layl. All of this, because they were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to do this. So he's taken an oath, noon wal qalam. Al qalam, the pen. What is meant by the pen here? Qalu, they say three opinions. Al qalam al awwal, the first pen. The first pen. Or the pen in the hands of the angels who write what we do. There are angels who do what? إِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. We are keeping up of what you do through the noble angels who record by writing. Or the pen, which we all know, which you have in your pocket probably. القلم الأول. What is القلم الأول? What is the first pen? What is meant by the first pen? إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ. I shared the author with you earlier. or last night, I believe, when Ubada ibn al-Samit, al-Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, was passing away, his son al-Walid was traveling. The news got to him that his father is dying. Wal-Athar fi sunan, sunan Abi Dawood, and also fi musnad al-Imam Ahmad. He came rushing back to Medina. And when he arrived, he found his father laying down, dying. Immediately he said, As-salamu alaykum ya abati. As-salamu alaykum my father. Without even talking about anything, he said, Awsini. Please, I came rushing because I want to hear a final wasiyah from you. Ubada is one of the sahaba who narrated a hadith, and he was one of the companions who gave in the Prophet ﷺ the pledge in Al-Aqaba. Ansari, he was one of the people who contributed to the coming of the Prophet ﷺ to Medina. Awsini ya abati. My father, please give me a will, give me a wasiyah, a final word, a farewell will, but please make it your best. Make it your best. Look, ya ikhwa, the father was laying down. SubhanAllah, these days people would rush back to the father in order to, where this money is going to go to, you got to tell me. This house, who's going to get it? And who's, I want to hear final words from you, wasiyah that can benefit my akhirah, not the dunya. Look at the father, he said, أقعدوني, help me sit, please. So he sat and he said, Ya Bunayya, my son. I love what he said, Ya Ikhwa. إنك لن تدرك حقيقة الإيمان. وفي لفظ يقول لك, إن, you will not be able to attain the sweetness of faith. That's one wording. You will not be able to obtain the real knowledge, the true knowledge about Allah. Those two. You're never going to be able to attain the real knowledge of Allah or taste the sweetness of Iman, hatta tu'min, until or unless you believe with certainty, annama asabaka lam yakul yukhti'aka, that whatever befallen you, whatever inflicted you was not to miss you. Whatever calamity inflicted you, befallen you, was not to miss you. وَأَنَّمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. And whatever missed you was not to inflict you. But شوف يا إخوة, the caliber of the Sahaba. And that's why, يا إخوة, لا تحيلوا عن منهجهم. ومصدر العقيدة الصحيحة الآي والرسول خذ نصيحة بفهم أصحاب القرون الأولى من حاد عن قول أقوالهم مخذولة. The source of your belief should be the Quran and the Sunnah, but we add one thing to it, because everyone claims the Quran and the Sunnah, even the people who are in the bid'ah, they say we follow the Quran and the Sunnah, but بفهم من, based on the understanding of who? بفهم من؟ بفهم أصحاب القرون. The revelation used to come down while the Sahaba were alive. يتنزل الوحي. Jibreel used to come down while they are alive. You go and understand the verse or a hadith away from them, there's something wrong with you. من حاد عن أقوالهم مخذولة. And this is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he addressed the division which will ruin this ummah, which we're seeing right now. The Jews divided into 71 sects, the Christians divided into 72 sects, and you will divide into 73 sects. All of them are in hell except one. Which one, Ya Rasulullah? Those who understand, apply, implement the Quran and the Sunnah the way that I and my companions do. مَا أَنَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. Oh. When Ubada makes such a statement, it's his speech. Ubada said this, that's his words. But he will never say this without basing it into what? Basing it upon what? abunan, something that you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did he hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. Because I heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ. هذا ومضع الشاهد. That's why I'm quoting the whole thing. This is the point of reference. The first thing which Allah created was the pen. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ اكْتُبْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the pen to write. The pen said, أَكْتُبُ مَاذَا يَا رَبِّي. Write what, O Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the pen, أُكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Write everything which will happen until the day of judgment. So, نُون وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ could be one of these three. Or the pen with which that we write with. That shows you, ikhwa, Allah subhanallah. Imagine the first chapter of the Quran revealed started with what? What? Iqra. Read. And here is the third chapter is talking about what? Writing. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing you and me to what? To knowledge. To obtain the knowledge. You obtain the knowledge by what? And الكتابة هذه, the writing, look, subhanallah, were able to read what the pharaohs, the ancient Egyptians, used to do 6,000 years ago. Because of what? Because of what? Because of the writing that they used to do on the wall, these figures that they used to put out there, the hieroglyphic language. And the Arabs or the Egyptians or the Muslims in general were unable to actually understand the ancient history of Egypt until a man by the name of Champollion came and he discovered that Rosetta Stone that we still have, you know, somebody came with a program called Rosetta Stone. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing you and me to what? To knowledge and the importance of knowledge. Noon wal qalami wama yasturun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath. But on the letter noon wal qalam and that which they write, in order to establish three facts. Number one and foremost, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. You're not crazy, as they say. You're not. نفي. ما in this verse تعمل عمل ليس. ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. Some of the scholars of tafsir also said بنعمة is like بنعمة يعني like you say by the bounty of Allah you're not crazy. It's an additional قسم. It's an additional oath. And but the most common tafsir here that, come on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His bounty upon you. Allah chosen you to be a messenger. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who qualifies to convey His message. Now, you think you're crazy? لا والله. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. This is number one. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. And because of what you're going through, all these allegations, accusations against you, be patient and you will receive an interrupted reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, when you convey the deen, in spite of the harm that you bear, in spite of the challenges which you're faced with, and you're patient, you're gonna be given a reward uninterrupted. Are we doing okay? الشروق خلاص خلاص الشروق كده ولا لسه؟ طب يعني ممكن خمس 5 minutes and we're done, inshallah. Huh? Just to finish the three verses, inshallah. Tonight after Isha, we'll continue this بإذن الله تعالى. But just to finish the three verses here. So, what is meant by uninterrupted reward? وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. One of the people at one time, he came to me and he asked me this question, which really shows you, alhamdulillah, that, you know, the love that people have for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think I was in Hajj. We were in Medina. Sheikh, I want to do something for the Messenger of Allah. I want to do something for the Messenger of Allah. I said, Ya Akhi, all of us in the Day of Judgment are going to be in the scale of the Messenger of Allah. If you want to do something, carry on with the ta'ah. Any salah that you pray, because who directed us to pray to begin with? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who brought the Quran to us? Who invited us to give sadaqah? That's it. Even us, even if someone who takes on from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he goes and he preaches, you still get also the same share. الحديث في الحديث بيقول يا فضل الشيخ الحديث اللي هو من دل على خير لا الحديث الثاني اللي هو ايه whoever and I know its meanings in English بس سبحان الله العربي تهمني من دل على خير whoever directs people to do خير he will receive the reward of them doing it without them losing what because some people may say well we're paying off a percentage here. It's not the pyramid scheme that people have in this material. You know, they end up with that pyramid scheme. You know that there is economy, a pyramid scheme, the marketing, something. No, it's not that. You still receive your full reward, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will receive a full reward. But that explanation is somehow disrupted with the fact that we know that at the end of time, and this is what I meant yesterday, that if this ummah is to die في خطبة الجمعة, that means the hour is here. We know that at the end of the time, there will be no salah, no zakah. The only thing that actually hadith Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman, the people will say Allah, the old people. And then when they are asked, what is Allah this? I heard my grandfather saying it. That's all is left. And this is the time when, Lat al-Uzza will be worshipped again. And this is the time when Dussuwayqatayn, a man from Abyssinia, with funny legs, will come and actually the symbol, he will take down the Kaaba brick by brick. But this is a short time, and this is certainly an indication that the hour will come. Noon. والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون نفي الجنون عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Number two, that you will receive an interrupted reward. Number three, the best of them all, which is what وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. يا الله, شوف رب العالمين يا أخي. You know, الحديث في سندي كلام للأمانة العلمية يعني. When الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم heard one of the Bedouins saying this, إن مدحي زين وإن ذمي شين. كلمة شين دي كلمة شرقوية بس لها أصل عندنا في الشرقية يقول لك شينة. شينة يعني وحشة. إِنَّ مَدْحِي زَيْن وَإِنَّ ذَمِّي شِين. Meaning, when I praise you, you're done. But when I defame you, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him and he said, ذَاكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The only one who can do this is who? Allah. ولذلك يا إخوة, why Shia has fallen, Shia al-Rawafid has fallen into big trouble. Into big trouble. Because they accuse Ashab al-Nabi with bad things, and they say bad things about them. When who praised them? Who praised them? Allah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises someone, that will not change. You see, in our human interaction, I could praise Amma Abdul Munsif today. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ tomorrow, I could what? Switch. But Allah doesn't do this. When Allah praises in His eternal knowledge, this person is going to what? لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah is pleased with the believers. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah is pleased with them. It's over. Well, like sometimes, pay attention to this. Rasul Sallam would give somebody a glad tiding. And then the individual would ask, أَمِنْكَ أَمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ? When we know that everything comes from who? From Allah. But he knows that if it's coming from Allah, it will not be what? Abrogated. لَا تُنْسَخْ. But with the messenger, here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising his messenger and he is telling him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You're not a crazy. You're not. You have the best what? The best character. أَجْمَلْ مَا وَرَدَ فِي تَفْسِيرِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. The best that ever come in explaining this verse, maqulat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu an, the statement of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu an, wa innaka la'ala deenin azim. You are on the best deen. Because this deen, ya ikhwa, teaches you to have a good character with who first? Mahul akhlaq, not just with the people. Il akhlaq tabda biman. That you have a good character with Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam hearts did not have anyone, any object in it with Allah. خلا قلب رسول الله من كل شيء إلا ربه. شوف الخلق. That Allah subhanahu in your heart. Oh, nothing. Nothing is shared here. Nothing is shared. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى دِينٌ عَظِيمٌ. That also, ikhwa, important to adopt this understanding. Why? Because akhlaq تتغير باختلاف الزمان والمكان. Character changes with people and place. What was a good character 100 years ago is no longer what? A good character now. I mean, in America, 100 years ago, a relationship between a man and a woman within wedlock. If it is out of wedlock, is what? Is bad. Now it's what? It changed. You're actually going farther than this. The same whatever. So, but when the character originates from Allah, it's not going to what? Stable. It's not going to change because of the ahwa, because of the desire, because of what the people want, because of the whims and the desires. In closing, inshallah, the second explanation, the famous hadith Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked about khuluq al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said what to him, to the questioner? Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a walking Qur'an. If you want to know the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then read the Quran. So far we explained noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnun wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. Then we're going to start tonight fasatubsiru wa yubsirun. Just wait, that actually an evidence that this chapter was revealed very early. Just wait a little bit and you will find out who is the maftoon, who is the one who is crazy, you or them. And it happened what? 12, 13 years later. when he came marching, فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. You're going to find out. Just hang in there. Just wait. Inshallah, we'll stop here. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.